Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims. My name is Leisha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because I called last week before my claim was set to expire. I was told that I had to wait until it actually expired. So I was able to file my weekly certification at midnight on Saturday. I'm trying to figure out, one, am I going to get paid since I got it in before my benefit end year? And then also, when I go online to try to reopen and file, it's not giving anybody the option to at all.
Okay, so you are calling to reopen your claim?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your social?
228-511-1350.
What's your first and last name?
Nikia Berg.
What's your date of birth?
12/30/1988.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States or Armed Forces?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your driver's license state and number?
Excuse me, just a second. I have to run upstairs. The state is going to be Alabama.
Okay.
Just a second. Okay, the state is going to be Alabama. License for that is going to be 10095249.
Would you prefer direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
So your checking or your savings account?
Checking.
What's your routing number?
Routing number 0841 06 7 6 8.
Okay, so 0841 06. 768.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your bank account number?
Bank account number is 269-101-609577.
Okay, so it's 269-101-609-577.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you provide me with your mailing address?
224 Farmington Drive, Harvest, Alabama, 35749.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's your telephone number?
256-427-8710.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Woodbridge have you ever lived at or been associated with? 12249 Clipper Drive, 14518 Silverdale Drive, 3306 Bellflower Court, 2205 Armitage Court. None of the above, or you're not familiar with this property.
3306 Bellflower Court.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2640 Glebe Road, 318 Grove Avenue, 8088 Buckman Court, 42574 Spires Drive. Or you haven't been associated with any of these addresses?
8088 Buckman Court.
Which of the following street addresses in Dale City have you ever lived at or been associated with? 13293 Omni Court, 13718 Palm Road, 14522 Del Mar Drive, 14603 Amora Drive, or you haven't been associated with none of these properties?
None of these options.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19?
Yes, ma'am.
When was your last day of work?
Last day of work was February. Give me a second. It was March of last year, March 1st, when they shut the schools down. Hello?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. Mentally and physically, yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest hourly wage I would accept would be $11 an hour.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What was your job title?
Server.
What's the name of the company you're working for?
Quality Restaurant.
Do you have their telephone number?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Do you remember the street and the address that they're on?
I transferred out from a different state, so no, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I will need a telephone number to continue with your application.
Okay, I can give you the North Parkway number. 256-859-4200.
When was your first day of work?
With them?
Yes, ma'am.
December 2017 in Virginia.
And your last day of work was in March?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the city and state your work is performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama. I do have a question.
Ma'am.
At the beginning of 2019, I also was working with a company that I started in Virginia, transferred out to Huntsville, but then they transferred me to Tennessee. So how do I go about making sure Tennessee is included in this?
Yes, ma'am. So you did work out of state?
In 2019, yes, ma'am.
And you said that you worked in Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the only other state that you worked in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you received any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay after your last day of work?
No, ma'am.
Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you're no longer working due to COVID-19?
Yes, I'm no longer working due to COVID-19 and children being out of school.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Do you remember your PIN number to your unemployment claim?
0720, yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800 752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Fail to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
With me completing this, like I said, I filed on Saturday. It allowed me to file at midnight. It shows that it's pending. Am I going to be paid out for that, or you're not sure?
Yes, ma'am. You should be paid for that week. You can check your tracker for an update.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I guess they said it shouldn't be a break in benefits, but it's a possibility that it may be.
Yes, ma'am. You'll file your weekly certification on Sunday. You just will continue filing every week.
Okay. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate all of your help today.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today?
No, ma'am. You have a blessed day.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day as well. Thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Labor.
Thank you. Bye.